Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. It is such a blessing to be here as always. And I'm just really excited that it seems to be warming up a little outside. You know, that always cheers me up. And in February, when it gets to be in the 30s, in fact, it was actually drizzling a little bit today. I'd rather have rain instead of snow, so praise God. Things are warming up a bit. Of course, I don't want to speak too soon. This is Wisconsin, and we've been known to have snowstorms, blizzards even, in April. So we'll see what happens in the days ahead. But right now, it's been pretty nice out today, so praise God for that. And, you know, we're just thankful. No matter what kind of a day it is, whether it's cold, below zero, whether it's nice and warm, 60s, whatever, we can just be thankful that God has given us another day and another opportunity to come together, another opportunity to worship Him, another opportunity to study His Word. Praise God. Every day is a gift. We're going to open with a prayer this night before we begin our worship service. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for thy goodness and for thy mercy and for this wonderful privilege to come before thee. We thank thee for this wonderful privilege to worship thee, and we pray, Lord, that thou would inhabit the praises of thy people here this night, both those who are here in this building and those who are listening online. We ask, O God, that thy spirit would be with all thy people. Send thy comforter, send thy spirit of truth. We pray, Lord, that thou would speak to our hearts and inspire our hearts and our minds to draw near to thee. We ask, O God, that each and everything we do here this night would be pleasing in thy sight and according to thy perfect will. Let thy anointing be here. And we ask, O God, that thy spirit would move in a mighty way. We pray this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start with number 102 in our Melodies of Praise hymnal, He Brought Me Out. 102. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, His sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness you'll see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love, then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's turn to number 18 and sing the Solid Rock, number 18. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to be turning to hymnal number 2. Praise God. And we are going to sing, I have to look it up here in the book. But we'll find it. Just give me 1 second. Number 305. Oh, how I love Jesus. 305. And our hymnal number 2. Jesus. Well, we're going to turn now to number 274 in hymnal number 2 and sing No Not One. 274.
friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to turn now to number 297 and sing Rock of Ages, number 297. Jesus. Well, I didn't even intend it this way, but it seems like a lot of those songs we sang tonight had a theme, and that theme is that our Lord Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. And He is our solid rock, and yes, we can look to Him for strength and stability no matter what the storms of life may bring, because we have built our lives upon that rock. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have Shirley come up, and she's going to lead a Bible study, and we'll see where the Lord takes us tonight. Praise God. And I'm going to step back and let her come up now. Looks like everything's working. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Yes, it's wonderful to have our Savior as our refuge, our rock, that place of defense. Oh, my, that strong and mighty tower. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, the one to whom we turn. Thank the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. It is good to be here tonight. I'm just so thankful that we can worship, that we can praise, that we can talk to the Lord. Oh, yes, and now we can open up His Word. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to open up with a prayer here and ask the Lord to direct this here tonight, how we need Him in these moments of time here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank You again, oh Lord, for Thy blessings. Oh Lord, oh the greatness of Thy power, Lord, that hand which hath delivered us. Oh God, put us on the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank You, God. Oh, we praise You, Lord. And oh God, we ask, oh Lord, that You would be here, Lord. Oh God, to take us to that higher ground. Oh Lord, to help us to see and understand, oh, greater depths of Thy word, Lord. Oh God, that You'd show us what we need to see. Oh God, I know I can do nothing of myself, and I pray, oh Lord, that You put this message together. I pray that You talk to our hearts, that You'd inspire us, that You give us faith, Lord. Oh God, faith that will take us through all the trials of this world, Lord. Oh God, all the pestilences. Oh God, all the afflictions. Oh, all the doubts, all the worries, all the fears. Oh God, I pray that You would be here to deliver, to set us free, to give us faith, Lord. Oh God, for we are standing on the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, You don't move, You don't shake, Lord. Oh God, You are that solid rock. You don't change, Lord. And oh God, I know that we can rest in Thy promises, Lord. Oh God, I pray that You'd have Your way, Lord, that You'd direct this in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I give this service to You, Lord, and I pray that You'd help Your people, Lord. And God, I do want to lift up Anna Marika, our sister in the Netherlands. I pray that You would help her and strengthen her. Oh, she and Brother Costa, Lord. And oh God, I pray for Peter John too, Lord. Oh God, You know this great need, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You would do a mighty work, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that You would intervene according to Thy will, Lord. Oh God, that You would strengthen, oh Lord. God, oh Lord, that You would save. Oh Lord, that all would be well. Oh God, for we put this into Thy hands and ask, oh Lord, for Thy help, Lord. Help Your people, Lord. Oh God. Oh God, help Dawn and Dawn, Lord. I know she must have had that surgery yesterday, and I pray, oh God, that You'd help her to heal, Lord. Oh, her knee and everything else, I pray that You'd help her, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You'd sense Thy nearness and know that You are there to help her, Lord, that You take her through this. Oh God, that she regained that strength to walk again, Lord Jesus. Pray that You'd help her, Lord. I pray that You help Don too, that You'd heal his skin, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh God, I pray that You give us faith. Oh God, faith to believe You, Lord, to reach out and to believe You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I pray also that You'd help Doug with that sleep study that he's involved with, Lord willing, tomorrow. Oh God, I pray that it would go according to Thy will, Lord, that You'd help this man. He needs a touch from You, Lord. Oh God, he needs to feel Thy healing virtue. I pray, oh God, that You would strengthen him. Oh Lord, that You'd work in a mighty way, Lord. Oh God, that You would, oh God, help him to regain his strength again, Lord, and that ability to sleep. Oh God, You know all these things, Lord. Help Your people, Lord. Oh God, work mightily, Lord. Save to the uttermost, Lord Jesus, and deliver, Lord. Oh God, help Penny tonight. Oh Lord, strengthen her, Lord. Oh God, give her great faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, help Mackenzie, Lord. Oh, help all of them. Oh God, help John's brother Ben, Lord. Oh God, You know how to save. You know how to help us, Lord. You know the dire needs even before we ask. I give them to You, Lord Jesus. Help Your people, Lord. Oh God, for I know, oh God, all people have burdens. And, oh, there are needs, and I pray that You would work in a mighty name, in a mighty way, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that You'd use this message, Lord. Give me the words, Lord. Oh God, I give it to You and ask, oh Lord, oh God, that, oh God, You'd have free course here, Lord. Oh God, Your will being done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so God, for You could help us and deliver us, let the devil have no place. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I believe we're going to talk about faith here tonight. And, you know, I believe we're living in a time where we need faith. And yet it is quite a different time. It just seems like a lot of people's faith is in a lot of different places, you know, not necessarily understanding how God is able to do the impossible. But, oh my, God only knows what's around the corner, and there may be a time when we must turn to the Lord, and surely we must turn to Him now, but oh my, sometimes, you know, people rely on other resources or facilities and medical people and all of that, but praise God, we serve a God who knows how to do the impossible. Praise the Lord, and oh yes, it is so wonderful that we can put our faith and trust in Him. We can stand on His promises, yes, because He is that solid rock. Oh, yes, and we can turn to Him with all our needs because, yes, He's not fickle. He's not going to change. He's not going to be one way today and another way tomorrow. But praise the Lord, therefore, we can stand on His promises and know that, oh, my, they're going to be the same. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll title this message, If Thou Canst Believe. And then, you know, if you wanted to extend that a little bit, the rest of the verse, all things are possible to him that believest. Praise the Lord. If thou canst believe, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I said, I plan to talk about faith here tonight and you know, just go through some scriptures here that, you know, again, give us a background with faith. Let's look at 1 John, the 5th chapter here. Praise the Lord. In the 4th verse, I believe it is. It tells us here in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh my. And just hold that thought a moment. Just thinking of how it tells us in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 6. That scripture goes, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, praise the Lord. That tells us a lot, doesn't it? For sure we can understand that we must have faith if we're going to please God. Even if we're going to come to God, we must believe that He is. That He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That He is the solid rock. Praise the Lord. So yes, and also believing that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Oh, yes, that tells us He's looking for a people that will seek for Him with all their hearts, who will put all diligence together to try to, oh, yes, to seek the Lord. Oh, yes, to find the Lord. And, yes, we know from Jeremiah 29 that, you know, Jeremiah stated that the day that we would search for Him with all our hearts, that that would be the day that He would be found. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Thank the Lord. Of course, with all of this, He tells us in Luke, the 18th chapter, in verse 8, well, there's the big question, is it? Isn't it? Oh, yes. The one that seems to relate so much to this moment, because Jesus asked, as He ended that parable in the 18th chapter of the book of Luke, He ended that parable by asking in verse 8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, yes, a big question. And again, it just seems like these are times when it seems like, you know, often people have a little trouble grasping faith and reaching out to God in faith. And sometimes I've noticed when God does a certain miracle that, you know, people almost doubt it. And you know, they keep on asking and all. But our God hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's God. He changes not. And as we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, we know that if we are going to overcome this world, then that verse points out to the fact that we must have faith. Yes, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And then this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith. Oh my, yes, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, as Hebrews the 11th chapter verse 1 tells us. Oh yes, we must have faith. Amen. Oh yes, it's, you know, it's in our mind before it's visible. Praise the Lord, because we're believing God for the things that are not seen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a hope beyond this world. And yes, we haven't seen it yet. We haven't got there yet. But oh, praise the Lord, by faith, we know it is true. We know it is real. We know that if we can continue to walk by faith, if we can overcome this world, then oh my, we're going to reach that heavenly destination. Amen? Praise the Lord. Our faith will take us home. Yes, this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is so good. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Matthew, the 14th chapter here for a moment here. And I want to say this. Jesus always encouraged faith. Amen. Oh, his ways were all about faith. And oh, yes, he expected to see faith before he could do miracles. We know there were times that he could not do many miracles in certain areas. Nazareth, for one place, because there was not the faith there. Oh, the people had this attitude, and they weren't reaching out. They didn't have faith, in other words. So, not much happened there. So this is a requirement, isn't it? Amen. Let's look at Matthew, the 14th chapter here. And this is familiar. Praise the Lord. I know the first portion of this scripture tells us about the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. And again, oh my, the Lord showing his mighty ability. Oh, yes, to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or think. Oh, praise the Lord, to take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and to multiply them so that they could feed a multitude of people. Oh, yes, 5,000 men besides women and children. Oh, my, if that isn't a miracle, then what is? That's phenomenal. Amen? Praise the Lord. In fact, they all had plenty to eat, as it tells us in this 14th chapter of Matthew. And they were all filled, it tells us. And besides, they took up fragments that remained, 12 baskets full of fragments. Praise the Lord. Oh, the wonderful miracles that Jesus Christ did when he walked this earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. But after this miracle, I want to get into the next circumstance that happened here, the next instance here. And we go to verse 22 here in Matthew 14 to read of it. It tells us in verse 22, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Oh, praise the Lord. We know that Jesus had flesh. He was a man. And yes, he, like all of us, felt that need to be in prayer. Yes, to talk to God. Amen. No, to commune with God. Amen. Just as we do. That was his flesh, that side of Jesus Christ. And so after that wonderful miracle, and I'm sure you know, it takes a lot of strength. And sometimes, you know, when you see great things happen, and you know it was the Lord, and oh, you're so excited, you might realize that, you know, you kind of have a pause after that. And you know, maybe you need to regain some strength. Maybe you need some extra prayer. Yes, meant always to pray and not to faint. Amen? But so it was. Jesus sent the multitudes away. He told his disciples to get into a ship. And then, oh my, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And all this was a prayer in the evening and quite possibly, yes, into the night hours, I believe. He was there alone. But his disciples were out on a ship. It tells us in verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And isn't it interesting how, you know, God allows circumstances in our lives to arise? Oh, yes, sometimes to make our faith stronger. And sometimes to test us, to see just how strong our faith might be. But here it was. Yes, the disciples had been sent away, and his apostles were there in the ship, and oh my, here they are. It's the night time. They're in the middle of the sea, in the midst of the sea, and it's tossed with waves because the wind is very strong. It's very contrary. This is not even ordinary, I feel. They're having some opposition, you could say. So while this is going on, and you know, it could be that they were out there a long time because, you know, they had a destination, I'm sure, but, you know, the wind is tossing them, so they might be going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. God only knows how long this was taking. But amazing things can happen. It tells us in verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. I guess we can somewhat imagine this. And remember, you know, the sea is raging. I mean, you know, there's big old waves. They're tossing and they're turning, you know. And here's, it's like an apparition coming forth. It's Jesus, but he's doing something that you would never expect a man to do. He is walking on the sea. And not only that, he's walking on the sea when it's raging, when the waves are tossing up and down and, you know, going all over the place. And the disciples were afraid. They were troubled, it tells us, and they thought it was a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But how the voice of Jesus calms us. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus understood, oh yes, their agitation, their anxiety. And he cheered them on. He said in verse 27, but straightway, or immediately in other words, Jesus spake unto them saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Oh, what beautiful words. How reassuring in the midst of a great storm, in the midst of great trouble. Oh, how wonderful it is when the Lord comes and speaks to our souls and calms all the raging waves that are tormenting us or causing us anxiety or fear or doubts or whatever. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing when the Lord speaks. And he said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Oh, praise the Lord. How very beautiful. So having said that, obviously it put them at peace, I would say. And Peter responds. You see his response in verse 28. It tells us, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Oh, yes. So, you know, he sees Jesus. He's got this realization at this point that it's Jesus walking on the water. And there's a storm, there's a tempest, but oh my, he's walking on the water. And oh, Peter got this notion. It's like a surge of faith came upon him. And he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And, you know, Jesus, you know, welcomed that, it appears. You know, he didn't say, oh my, I don't think that's going to be possible. I don't think you can do it, Peter. You know, this is not normal. No, he didn't allow any doubts to come into the picture. No, he was very willing to, oh yes, allow Peter to walk on the water. Praise the Lord. He encouraged that faith. And so Jesus said to Peter in verse 29, he said, come. And praise the Lord with that. It tells us that when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, with that bidding, come. He gets out of the boat. He climbs out of the boat. And praise the Lord, he is literally walking on the water to go to Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, what a moment. What a moment, and oh, what faith produces. Oh, if we could just have faith, we could do things that we never thought we could do. Praise the Lord, we could do exploits. Oh, with the help of the Lord Jesus, when we have faith in our hearts and walk by faith. Praise the Lord. So here he is. Peter is walking by faith to go to Jesus. But all at once, it seems that he looked down and he saw the wind boisterous. Oh, it was all beating upon the sea. Oh, and all at once that fear came upon him. Oh, my. And as we know, faith and fear are contrary one to the other, aren't they? And all because fear came upon him, that faith left. That faith left. Oh, yes, he looked at the waves and he stopped focusing on Jesus and he began to sink, it tells us. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Oh, how it is sometimes. Oh, we might, oh, be encouraging ourselves in the Lord, and we might, oh yes, be trying to encourage faith, and oh, we might be doing really quite well. But then sometimes there are those hindrances, and they can be doubts, and they can be fears, and boy, when we start entertaining them, suddenly, we don't have faith anymore. And that is what happened to Peter at this moment. Oh, praise the Lord. He got out with great faith. Oh, and began to literally walk upon the water to go to Jesus. For all at once, he looked down. He saw the wind. And oh, it was so boisterous. It was so wild. It was so rough. It was so turbulent. Oh my, and then he thought, oh, I can't do this. Oh, he became afraid. And therefore, there was no faith at that moment. He began to sink. And all he could do is cry out, saying, "Lord, save me." Oh, thank God for his mercy to us. Oh, yes, his realization how frail we can be, and oh my, how our focus can suddenly turn, and oh, suddenly that faith that was so strong can suddenly disappear. Tells us in verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Oh my, what a question. "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Oh my, and how many times have we allowed doubt to sink the ship, so to speak, or to bring about doubts that, you know, caused us not to go forth and do the thing that we could have done if we would have just stood on the rock, Christ Jesus, and believed him. And then it tells us in verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Oh, praise the Lord, that raging, boisterous wind suddenly stopped. They came into the ship and it was over. Well, it was a great moment, because all that were in the ship at that moment, oh, there was a great realization in their hearts. No, this had not been for naught by any means. It tells us in verse 33, then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Oh, praise the Lord. Through this, there was a realization who Jesus was. Oh, he was greater than any other power. He was greater than any other man. He was God robed in flesh, the Messiah that had come to this world to save us from our sins. And oh, praise the Lord. They that were in the ship, when they had this realization, when they saw this great thing, they worshiped Jesus. And they said, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful moment. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, how important it is to keep our focus on the Lord. Oh, and to not look down at all the troubles and trials of this world. Oh, not to dwell on all the things that could go wrong. Oh, there's always potential. But oh my, we know God walks with us. God gives us strength. God gives us courage. Oh my, if God be for us, who can be against us? And if we can just hold on to that faith, we can see God work in a mighty way and do wondrous things. But oh my, see, our focus must be on the Lord Jesus, so that we walk by faith and not by sight, and so that we don't doubt, so we don't fear, so we don't begin to sink. Oh, praise the Lord. All the great things that we can wrought through faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Things that we can be wrought through faith. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. I'd like to go to the book of Mark now. And here's another miracle that I find very encouraging here tonight. So let's go to the 9th chapter of the book of Mark. And here I'm going to be beginning with the 17th verse here. Praise the Lord. Let's look at it. Praise God. Tells us in verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." Oh, What a terrible predicament. They have a son that was taken by a dumb spirit, an evil spirit. And oh, yes, because of that, he had a terrible life. That spirit would take him and tear him, and there would be foaming from his mouth and gnashing with his teeth, and it was like he was pining away, and oh my, seems like this was a pretty consistent thing. This man's son. Oh, and of course, oh, there was a great desire that he could be delivered. So he had taken him to the disciples, and Jesus had given them power to cast out devils. But in this case, they could not. So Jesus, hearing that, responds here in verse 19. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Jesus had done so many miracles, so mighty, many mighty works, and I imagine at this time he was hoping that there would be a little more faith and a little more expectation. But anyway, here it was, and he realized, oh my, here's another moment when they did not have faith to deliver this man or this son. I don't know how old he was. So it tells us in verse 20, and they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. Oh, a demonstration right on the spot of what that spirit had been doing. And you could just imagine he was tearing him, and you know, it was a force. He fell on the ground and he was wallowing in his foam, in his mouth. It just, all of this was coming out, the spittle out of his mouth, and a terrible sight. Tells us in verse 21, Jesus asks the Father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And the answer, the man answers and said, and he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Oh, what a situation. It had been of a long time, it seems. And oh, the man had seen such demonstrations by those evil spirits that were in this child, in this person here. And it was a very desperate situation. To almost everybody, it seemed like an impossible situation. But praise the Lord, we serve a God who could do the impossibles. Thank the Lord, the impossibilities can become realities if we will put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus. So Jesus said unto him in verse 23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And you can imagine there's a lot of anxiety with this father, and oh my, you know, he has such a desire deep within. It's been such a desperate situation, and oh my, I believe it's been years and years when these things have occurred. So here he is. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Oh, yes, he was crying out. I believe this was, oh, yes, a desperate cry from this man, this father of this child crying out and saying with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And oh, yes, there's a crowd that's coming forth. I think there's a sense of excitement. How will Jesus handle this one? It tells us here in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." Oh yes, he was commanding that evil spirit to come out of him. And I like, oh yes, the example we have here, because it tells us Jesus rebuked that foul, that evil, nasty spirit. And this is what he said, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee." In other words, he's commanding that devil to come out of that child. "I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, it was an order. Oh, yes, Jesus had no fear. Oh, yes, he knew how to command that evil spirit, how to rebuke that foul spirit. And he did it with authority. Amen. Oh, yes, he did it with authority. And he said, "Enter no more into him." Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, that's a wonderful example of how we can rebuke the devil. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, how we can command those evil entities to come out. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, with authority. Oh, yes, by the power of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. It tells us in verse 26, "And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, 'He is dead.'" So he came out with a force, it seems. He rent him sore. And oh, yes, he did come out. But it was as if he were dead. Oh, the child in whom that evil spirit had been in. But Jesus knew, yes, he was okay. Amen. Tells us, "But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose." Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wondrous miracle. Something that seemed so impossible. Oh, something I'm sure that had been longed for. It'd be terrible to have a child. Oh, yes, that was so burdened under this evil spirit and all these things that had been witnessed. Oh, this terrible devil that was casting him into the fires and into the waters and trying to destroy him. And oh my, all these things that had been witnessed. But praise the Lord, here comes Jesus Christ, oh, the one who had authority over every devil. Praise the Lord. And, oh, yes, Jesus cast that spirit out. Praise the Lord. He took authority over that devil. And, oh, he commanded, he charged that devil to come out of him. And he also said, "Enter no more into him." And so he did. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he came out with force. It almost seemed that he was dead, oh, this child. But, oh, my, Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise the Lord. Praise God, our wonderful God, who can do things that seem impossible to man. Oh, praise the Lord, and what an example of the power of Jesus Christ. Well, later, the disciples asked him privately, you know, why they had not been able to cast that devil out of that individual. So it tells us in verse 28, "And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could not we cast him out?' This is the answer. And he said unto them, 'This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting.'" In other words, there's a preparatory time in order to have that kind of power with God. And Jesus said that prayer and fasting was necessary in this case. Praise the Lord to see this mighty work of God. I'd also like to go to Matthew, the 17th chapter. This is the same story here in the 17th chapter of Matthew. But Jesus brings out one other point that I want us to know here tonight. We look at Matthew 17. Again, you know, Jesus has rebuked the devil and he's departed on the child. That child was cured from that very hour. It tells us in the 18th verse. And then in verse 19, we have the disciples coming to Jesus apart, separately, privately. And they said, why could not we cast him out? And this is what Jesus said. There's a little more explanation here in verse 20. It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Oh, praise the Lord. So there was a key here that was necessary. They didn't have that kind of faith at that moment. They had unbelief. It seemed too hard. It seemed too difficult. It seemed impossible to them, obviously. But Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, it's evident that prayer and fasting brings forth greater faith. Oh, yes, so that we can go forth and do exploits. Oh, that we can fight the battles with a greater strength. And, you know, I think this was an interesting remark. I know I was talking to my daughter, Ruth Gretchen. Yes, I guess that was last night. And she mentioned there a message that had been recently preached by Pastor Ken there in Spokane. And he was talking about spiritual battles, too. And he said the greatest part of the battles are fought on our knees. And that's such an interesting point there. You know, we note that Jesus had been the night before, you know, there on his knees praying. Oh, yes. And we know that, yes, it takes great strength, that faith that we need to endure until the end. Oh, yes, the fight that is needed to overcome this world. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we must have strength. And there are things that we need to do in order to prepare to have that kind of faith. So many times it does seem like, you know, we're fighting a battle. And sometimes faith isn't strong enough to get through it. But praise the Lord knows how to give us a faith that doesn't waver. Oh, he knows how to get us past that point where we're double-minded and, you know, oh, thinking one way one moment and another the next. Oh, he knows how to get us to that place where doubts and fears do not overtake us, where we can just believe God and stand on his promises and go forth and believe him. Oh, praise the Lord. But yes, we need to pray. We need to fast. We need to overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we need to learn to fight the good fight of faith. Amen, as it tells us in 1 Timothy, that 6th chapter in verse 12. Yes, Paul wrote to Timothy, and he told him, that 12th verse of 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord, we see some action words here. Yes, and faith has action to it, yes. Oh, there is a need to fight that good fight of faith. Oh, yes, you know, we just don't merely wish it into existence. No, we got to lay hold to the promises of God. We've got to take them literally. We've got to believe. You know, we've got to stand on those promises. In other words, we've got to fight that good fight of faith. And oh, yes, we know, you know, we're in this world. But oh my, despite the fact that we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For as it tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yes, it's going to take faith to pull down strongholds. Oh, we can't be carnally minded and expect to have faith. Oh, we can't be carnally minded and expect to do exploits for the kingdom of God. No. We have to learn how to fight that good fight of faith. And oh, yes, there's a key in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. It tells us, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, when we fight those battles in the spiritual realm, oh, with spiritual eyes and with faith, oh my, we're going to have to, you know, cast down all those imaginations that the devil tries to provoke us with. Oh, to bring forth, you know, to cause us to doubt, to cause us to fear, to cause us to worry, oh, to cause us to backslide, whatever he could do. Learning to cast down those imaginations, all those thoughts. Oh, what are all those what ifs? Oh, what if that doesn't happen? You know, and I upset it and it doesn't happen. And oh, you know, all the doubts and all the fears and oh my, all the worries that come out sometimes when we don't allow faith to work in our hearts. But yes, learning how to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. All those thoughts that the devil tries to put in us, oh, that are not from God, that are not of faith. Learning to cast them down and yes, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Surrendering our hearts to the Lord, giving it over to God. Oh yes, so that we can believe God. Oh, and stand on his promises and fight that good fight of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. And then it says, lay hold on eternal life. Oh, yes, we need to claim all that promise. If we've obeyed the gospel, then praise the Lord, we need to lay hold on eternal life. That promise, that hope that we have within our being. Praise the Lord. And he says, whereunto thou art also called. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful calling of God unto salvation, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, there's a profession of our faith. Oh, yes, as we lay hold to the promises of God, and that profession is observable. Oh yes, if we're professing our faith, others are going to hear it, right? We're going to be standing on his promises. We're going to declare it in many ways as we walk this world. Amen. Our whole life should be a life of faith, a walk of faith. Praise the Lord. And yes, there are battles. There are strongholds that must be brought down. But yes, through the power of God, putting on the whole armor of God, walking in the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost, learning to fight the battles. And it's faith, oh, the victory that overcomes the world. That's how we're going to get through it, yes, by fighting that good fight of faith. Oh, laying hold on to that promise of eternal life. Oh, yes, because he's called us. And if we're walking in faith, if we're believing God, if we're standing on his promises, then there's a good profession that many can witness and see. The light of the Lord is within our being. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. These action words. Oh, yes, that show faith. Yes, faith is something that can be seen. Oh, yes. In our hearts. Though it's not literal when it's, you know, in that form, but, you know, by faith we believe it. By faith we stand on it. Oh, yes, we know that if, you know, we can just walk by faith and not by sight, if we can continue to do the things that are right and good in the sight of the Lord, we can just stand on his promises, we're going to make it through this world. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank the Lord we can lay hold on eternal life. Thank the Lord. I think of what Jesus said in Matthew, the 11th chapter. Looking at verses 11 and 12 here, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." He goes on to tell us in verse 12, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Oh, praise the Lord. There's a pressing in that is used there in Luke, the 16th chapter. The same thought here. But, oh, he's talking about, yes, the necessity. Oh, yes, to rise above the opposition. Rise above the doubts, above the fears, all the naysayers, all the things that go wrong, all the things the devil tries to put upon us to interfere with faith. There's much opposition in our walk with the Lord. But oh, it tells us here in Matthew, the 11th chapter and verse 12, the violent take it by force. And he's not talking about the force of weaponry or, you know, clobbering somebody physically or any of those kind of things. No, he's talking about the spiritual warfare that goes on in the spiritual world when we walk by faith and we believe God and we stand on his promises. Yes, there are times when we have to put down all the works of the devil, all the fiery darts and try to come and, you know, put us down and, you know, take away faith. But again, learning how to fight that good fight of faith and laying hold on that eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, there is action to faith. Oh, he can be seen that a person has faith by the way they talk, by the way they think, by what they do. Praise the Lord. And yes, we have to have faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. So if we're going to live in victory, if we're going to stand against the wiles of the devil, if we're going to overcome the world, the flesh and the devil, then praise the Lord. We must have faith. And oh, yes, as Jesus said, you know, from the time that John the Baptist came on the scene, oh, there was something going on in the kingdom of heaven as the Lord Jesus would come to this world to bring forth the kingdom of God, to present it, to begin to teach it. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, yes, it came with opposition, many forces coming against him, and many not willing to take up that cross and follow him. And so, yes, he's telling us, oh, if you're going to walk with me, oh, if you're going to go forward, if you're going to believe God, if you're going to make it to heaven, then, oh my, you've got to have faith. You've got to take it by force. And he's talking about, you know, with faith. Oh, yes, this thing that we fight in the spiritual realm. Oh, yes, as we come against the strongholds and all the opposition, all the strange things that the devil tries to put upon us. But praise the Lord, with the Lord's help, we can make it through this world. And we can overcome. And oh, yes, we can know what it's like to have that faith that overcomes the world. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to go to another place in the book of Luke here. Another familiar example here. But, oh, it's so beautiful to see, oh, how encouraging it is. Looking here at Luke, the 17th chapter. Looking at verse 11 here to begin. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now they were lepers, and they couldn't mix and mingle, could they? But oh my, somehow they had heard about Jesus, I would say. And they, too, had a very, very desperate need. And, oh, yes, when they realized that Jesus was coming into the village, oh, my, they realized that there was hope. Praise the Lord. And it tells us in verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And I can imagine, they probably did not just say it once, but oh my, here it is, this desperate need, this desperate cry. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And praise the Lord, you know, Jesus hears that cry, that desperate cry. He hears it. Amen. And he heard it in this instance here in Luke, the 17th chapter. It tells us in verse 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So here we find that, you know, he didn't instantly heal them. He didn't say, be thou healed. He told them to go show themselves unto the priests. And of course, we know from the Old Testament, if any should be cleansed of leprosy, that, you know, what they must do upon that cleansing is go show themselves to the priests, who would then note that they were clean and not unclean any longer. But here in this instance, Jesus is telling them, these 10 men that were lepers, to go show themselves unto the priests. Very thankfully, they did so. They did so. And something happened. You see, they're turning to go show themselves unto the priest was a step of faith. And as they were showing that faith, something wonderful happened. It says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Oh, praise the Lord. They were showing faith and they were obedient to the voice of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And you can imagine, oh, the great joy, you know, just realization. Oh, they had gone as lepers. They're going towards Jerusalem to show themselves unto the priests. But something happened when they had faith. Oh, yes, as they were showing faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. At some moment, it was realized that they were cleansed of their leprosy. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a gift. What a joy. What a wonderful moment. And oh, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful when the Lord takes us that life of sin that we are all engaged in at one point. And oh my, he showed us, oh, our sinful nature and our great need to repent and come to the living God. What a wonder when it hit our hearts. Oh yes, that there was hope. Oh yes, and oh, when we responded, when we turned our lives over to the Lord, when we repented of our sins and surrendered our hearts, praise the Lord. What a wonderful moment when there was a realization that we had been forgiven our sins. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, to go on and to obey that command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Oh, praise the Lord. So yes, there was no longer any penalty for sin upon our life. It had been removed by the blood of Jesus Christ, no matter what horrendous things we might have done. Oh, thank the Lord. What a joy, what a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, because sin is like a leprosy, isn't it? Oh, it condemns us. If it is not forgiven us, then, oh my, we are condemned. But thank God for the moment when we were forgiven our sins and our trespasses, when we obeyed the command to be baptized. Oh, praise the Lord. It went down in the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, identifying with him, praising the Lord, and came out, up out of that water to walk in newness of life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The promise of being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful moment. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, these lepers. Oh, it must have been such a joyful thing when all at once they realized that their skin had been restored and all, every trace of leprosy was removed. It was gone. It was over. They were healed. Praise the Lord. It tells us that there was one of them, verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, praise the Lord. Faith has a wonderful end. Oh, if we could just believe God with all our hearts, and we can just put down all the fears, all the strange thoughts, all the doubts, all the things that try to rise up, all the vain imaginations. We could just put those things down and let go of them. Oh my, and let faith operate in our lives. Oh, what a wonderful thing can happen. Oh, this Samaritan man. Oh, yes. Not only was he healed of that leprosy, but he was made whole. His faith had made him whole. Praise the Lord. I believe there was a work that was wrought in his heart. Oh, yes, a work of salvation even that was worked in this man. But you see, there are steps here in this instance. First of all, these 10 who had been lepers, when they had realized that Jesus was passing their way, they made their need known. Yes, they lifted up their voices and they cried. Yes, they made their need known. And then when they were told what they must do, they obeyed. They obeyed Jesus' words to go show themselves unto the priests. And you see the great response that came forth because they were willing to show faith. Amen. And then even for the one who came back and responded and gave God glory, who worshiped, oh, praise the Lord, even a greater response. And oh, yes, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, it's so beautiful when people will turn everything over to the Lord. And oh, yes, that they will really, truly worship. Praise the Lord. Oh, and give him the glory that he so deserves. Oh, yes, the glory. Oh, yes, it only belongs to God. Oh, praise the Lord. All things are possible to him that believest. Yes, Jesus said, oh, yes. Oh, yes, and if we can just show faith, it is an action words. It is an action word. Oh, yes, and there will be responses to it. But, yes, it can't operate unless God can't do great works unless we respond with faith. Praise the Lord. Unless we are willing to show faith. Oh, yes, somehow. Oh, yes, there must be a response in order to see the Lord work and do those things that we have need of, those works that, oh yes, come with faith. You know that James emphasized the need for faith in that second chapter of the book of James. We just look at that a little bit. James said in verse 14 here in James, the second chapter, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? So verse 17 tells us, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Faith is an action word. Oh, and there are works of faith that we do to respond to the reality of faith in our hearts. Amen. James said here in verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Oh, yes, if we're professing to have faith in our hearts, then there are going to be actions that declare our faith, that show our faith. Oh, yes, oh, to give us, yes, that overcoming strength that we need. Oh, yes, that ability to believe, to believe God. Oh, yes, that man whose son was so afflicted there. Oh, yes, I know, yes. He needed to have faith, didn't he? And Jesus had said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that man, oh, the great problem that he had. He said, Lord, I believe. And then he said, help thou mine unbelief. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sometimes there's a struggle. Oh, sometimes it might seem like there is a mountain that is so tall, it is so big, it is so vast that we can't get over it. But oh, if we can just have faith and realize that with God all things are possible. If we could just believe, oh, praise the Lord, we could just have that wonderful gift of faith that overcomes the world. And praise the Lord, if we don't have it, we're not going to overcome, are we? No, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, yes, as John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, yes, despite the times that we live in. Oh, yes, despite the hour and all the things that are coming to pass. Oh, there is something that we need, that we must have in order to overcome, to fight the battles, to go forward. Oh, yes, to stand before God. We must have faith. Praise the Lord. Faith to please God. And all with His help, we can just believe God, put on His armor, carry that shield of faith, oh yes. Believe in God despite what it might look like on the surface, what the naysayers might say, or what we're told, or what we read. Just believe in God because He is a solid rock. His word is true, and we can stand on His promises. Oh, we can know that what He has declared will surely come to pass. And praise the Lord, if we could just believe God for the things that we need. Oh, yes, for the battles that we fight. Oh, yes. To lay hold on eternal life, we could just believe God with His help, by His might, through faith. Praise the Lord, we can overcome this world. Praise the Lord, we can see things that would seem impossible by anybody else, by any other method, by any other term. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, faith to move mountains. Praise the Lord. Faith to stand. Oh, yes, and believe God. Even a little bit of faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Praise the Lord, as Jesus said. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's have that faith. Oh, let's get rid of the hindrances. Let's believe God. Yes, let's prepare our hearts. Oh, the need for prayer and fasting. And oh, yes, to enter into that realm where we can believe God, regardless of how dark the night may seem or how difficult the problem. Oh, yes, how impossible it might seem. Oh, yes, with His help, through faith. Praise the Lord, we can overcome. We can fight the good fight of faith and prevail. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Through this gift of God. Praise the Lord. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, yes, that we would have faith. Amen. And believe with all our hearts, all things are possible. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us faith, Lord, to go forward and to believe you, to stand on thy promises, oh God, and to make it through this world, to overcome this world, even our faith, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Put it deep within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are going to open our chorus books in closing and turn to number 101 and sing Faith Can Move Mountains. can move mountains. 101. Faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Praise the Lord. Jesus. Praise God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.